You see, all those people are empty DJs. I don't have one. Yeah. And I mainly was because.
We are opening the corner. Close. We forgot our agenda elsewhere, I don't think it, but we'll just go straight. We have two reports to do. It's Talomo Pusanyani and Nala. May I take this opportunity indeed to welcome members of the committee, honorable members, and everyone present in our various functions and roles, you are all welcome. We are to adopt the report from the visit held in terms of Section 139. We went to Free State. We're supposed to be visiting three municipalities. Due to other provincial commitment, like state of the province, state of the province address, we could not touch other municipalities, Masurunya local municipality, which would be declared outstanding. And then all in all, I think the committee is facing with three outstanding municipalities, one in Free State, one in Gauteng, one in Mpumalanga. So we'll see how do we cover that. So I'm suggesting that we start with the Thaba Mafutsanyane and District Municipality and look into that. I think the delegates who were there are here with the exception of Honorable Watson and Matira. Honorable Watson would be going to the hospital soon. I'm sure he's preparing for that. And Honorable Matila indicated a commitment. But I think we can handle it. Honorable Bloomingfield will complement whatever issues we have. May we just go straight to the report of the district and look at whether we are having anything to engage. There are no number of pages, but the page does start with the background and overview. We can look into that. Is there anything there? The page. Next page, composition of delegation as it is there anything? I think the most important issues we'll just go through, but the most important aspect is on the recommendation.
That's correct.
Yes. Can I go to the recommendation?
Please. Yes.
The recommendation is page 7. Oh, that is the state, yes. State 7, item 9 there. Let's look into those. Is there anything? From 9.1.1 to 9.1.10. Maybe we can take it one by one. The National Council of Province approved the intervention as issued by the Provincial Executive Council in 139.1b of the Constitution. Are we agreeing?
We agree, Chairman.
The administrator should fast-track the process of appointing Section 57 manager and assist the municipality in developing a labor retention strategy in order to ensure that future service delivery projects have the support of the community and are aligned with IBP. Agreed? The administrator should conduct a proper and thorough investigation and report to the Free State MEC of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs and the OCOP on possible link between the resignation of the former municipal manager and any other form of misconduct that has since contributed to the current crisis of the municipality.
Thank you very much, Chair. On this one, it is correct, yes, it is. But I would also suggest that the committee should call the former manager to appear before the committee and explain. Because when we were there, it was clear that we received a little information that could assist us to make proper recommendations that would address the real problems in that municipality, especially with regard to the finances of the municipality. I think the former MM is still around that area. I humbly request that we will call him in the earliest convenience so that he comes and appears before the committee together with the MEC, if possible, so that he must come and clarify some of the issues that are not here. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Not a problem. Are you coming? Yes, please. Chairperson, I fully support what my colleague, the chairperson, Mr. Mufukeng, he said about that clause, and I agree that we call the former manager together with the MEC. But I also want to add something on that clause that we have asked even here. Yeah, and in when we were in the Free State, that financial statements must come forth. And up until now, they have not give us anything. Because I remember in the Free State, Mr. Mufukeng were hammering on that point that the report is scanty. The report is not helping us. Now, we have also said, Chairperson, and I will propose that we add this one, that an independent, we must appoint an independent forensic investigation into the alleged cases of misappropriation of funds in that municipality, so that an independent body must investigate that whole thing of funds and that will be my input on that one, on 9.1.3. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Are we agreeing with those inputs? Maybe we need to test it. In fact, that one of Honorable Bloom, the sentence should read, the provincial executive should appoint forensic investigation or whatever. Independent. Is it forensic or independent? Something like that. Those who know law will understand. But the emphasis is that an independent investigative unit of some sort. But then it has to be directive or instructive to say the provincial executive, in particular the MEC. Are we agreeing?
Chairperson, you know, I'm having a difficulty on that one. You see, Chairperson, we are saying that the MEC must do it. But we know for a fact that the MEC was the mayor, the then mayor of that. Maybe we must say, can't we say the premier of the province? It's just a question that I'm asking. The premier of the province must institute or appoint an independent. I'm a little bit scared that this thing will never see the light of day when we leave it in the hands of the MEC. But it may have to be rather than address the Minister of Coxa, the Minister, because we don't link directly with Premier. We may not ask the committee or whatever the Premier. Maybe we can be able to with parallel relation with the Minister, make it, we look over to the Minister.
I agree. 9.1.4, the administrator should also conduct a proper and meticulous reconciliation of payments on litigation and legal costs of debt collectors and attorneys. This will enable the magistrate to avoid fruitless and wasteful expenses. Any comment?
Agree.
Right, but 1.5, the fixed MEC for cooperative governance and traditional affairs to table quarterly progress report to the SOP and provincial legislature on the status of the intervention in the municipality, including challenges in council. What are we saying?
Yes, Chairperson. Only a question for clarification. From when? I agree with this whole thing, but we must only say, when must this thing start?
This intervention started last year, isn't it? Yeah. We would want them in this quarter. Is it that we went there, we satisfied ourselves that there is an administrator, but then from the end of March, it's supposed to be beginning to receive the report? I'm not sure.
Yes. You see, when we table this report, it will then start from that time when we table this report, because then the House will adopt our report and recommendations. That's why I'm saying maybe we must put it in here from the date the report is adopted in the House.
Are we agreeing in principle? I think technically the committee will deal with that.
Yeah.
On this one also, can I have a view? That, you know, in my experience, ever since we started this, you know, interventions last year, we always say we need to track implementation of these things over and above the report. The committee doesn't have a unit dedicated, our committee, because it is our committee that must track this. Who is going to track this on our behalf? Over and above us getting a quarterly report, annual report, and whatever. After that, we see it. And we don't have a dedicated personnel that must follow these things up so that it alerts us that certain things are done, not done, whatever, as we continue. I feel that maybe we need to recommend to the House to see if they can't get a unit for us, a unit of two or three personnel that will be dedicated to taking on our behalf on all those visits that we have. So that we must do things different. We should not do things just for complying. We went to meeting, we came back, we made a report to the House. The House adopted, then what? No? Not only to the municipalities, to the MEC, to the ministry, not the minister per se, but there is personnel in the ministry that can be engaged by our unit in terms of trying to get how far are we if this thing has been done, and alert us so that we are able to engage the minister at political level. I'm not sure whether I'm trying to sound correct.
I agree with you, Chairperson. And maybe we must the composition of we put it in here. I fully agree. And the composition maybe of this small unit must consist of a member from the ministry, from the ministry. One or two from this committee, and then one of your staff members. It's a small unit. Then we know that the minister is also on board in that tracking. But I fully agree with your addition here.
I think I'm fine. And then when we present it, we should not be told that the minister is establishing the rapid response team. That is for his
thing.
Yeah, because they might sort of want to suppress this and say, no, we have a rapid response team who will respond. All what they want is that we made certain commitments and the extended unit must assist us in making it for us so that we're able to engage time as the other. Agreed? The South African Government Association in cooperation with local government sector education and training authority to facilitate training and capacity building for municipal councillors to further deepen their understanding of the oversight rule, legal framework, and policies that govern the activities of municipalities. Are we agreeing? Maybe it's the committee. The day we said the program must include someone in Salga, because I'm worried the role that Salga is playing in this infection. I know that Salga is a representative voice of municipalities in particular Kassara, but there are certain things that Salga must assist. As we move around, sometimes we move around with Salga, you meet Salga. The view of Salga is that of political defense. Defending maybe the province, I don't understand, But I think we need a meeting with them, to caution them of what they're, especially provincial level, to understand when we say they must be a stakeholder. We don't want them to be lobbied to say certain things. They must be objective in terms of their constituent and their objective. But when you were at the time of Putajan, I got a sense of not listening to Salga. It's like, come up like some of a Salga. And I was not really impressed, but we need to call them because at that level, we couldn't lose focus and start, firing whatever. I just avoided that, But we need to know that and engage them to say, hey. Or maybe the problem is that the executive mayors, maybe they are afraid that will be going to the municipality soon. So they must be preventive right from the beginning. But on a lighter note.
Yeah.
1.7, South African Local Government Association also facilitates executive training program for municipalities. South African Local Government Association is also part of the executive training program for municipal officials. Point 8, the approved report by the HOP to be shared with all internal and external stakeholders of Tamar representatives in municipal, whom the committee delegation interacted with during the oversight.
Agreed.
I mean, this is one element that we've been missing all along, because you engage with stakeholders, you conclude on issues, you don't give them feedback. I think those structures must get the spot of what we say. The CEDEX Committee on Cooperative Governance and Transition Affairs is in cooperation with the relevant portfolio committee in Free State Provincial Legislature to conduct a follow-up visit to the municipality 3 months after intervention has ended, in order to monitor through interaction with internal and external progress made in respect to the intervention in the municipality.
Agreed?
The National Department of Cooperative Governance and Transition Affairs to draft legislation that may regulate the implementation of Section 101(9) of the Constitution, including processes established by this section. Implementation, what do we mean? Maybe we need to clear it out to say there's this
just to read for members.
Because it's like it's vague.
Section 139, subsection 8. National legislation may regulate the implementation of this section, including the process established by section, by this section. I think what can tell us here, if you have to unpack it, we need a manual. The manual that guides the procedural implementation, the guideline toward implementation. As it is now, it's just broad. Anyone will go to B, anyone will go to whatever. But we don't know why do you arrive at that one. And then if you implement 139.1A, why and what for? Is 139.1A a license to 1B? Such things. We need a manual so that the country must have a uniform approach. Even when it comes to appointment administrator, that guideline must emphasize in terms of the kind of the administrator that we want, because we put the press as administrator to go and cover up certain things. I think a form of mechanism that will compel all the provinces when they apply this thing to follow common procedure. Is it well?
Section
100
is saying,
where are you, 100? Yeah, Section 100 says national intervention in provincial administration.
Okay.
But I just skip medicine and come down here. Subsection 2.1b. The intervention must end if the council disapproves the intervention within 1A. That simply means it must submit a written notice of intervention to the National Council of Provinces within 14 days after intervention. And then if the institute did not do anything in that province, within 180 days the intervention will have to end if it is not approved. That simply means we still have a say as National Council of Provinces if national intervening in a province in one or another. So we will also need a common guideline in terms of that one. Are we agreeing? We have done with this one. Can we go to Tavnala? You see, we are used to committee meeting. We forget to say, is there any mover for adoption? Blue?
Yes. I'm moving for the adoption.
An objection? No objection, I agree. Thank you. Then we can go to now stretch the recommendation. On page 6?
Sorry, Chair.
I think there's a small correction on 6.6. No, on Nala, Chairperson. On Nala. No, it is on page 3, 6.6, where we, summon. This paragraph is saying 14 employees. That is on page 4 now. That's on page 4 now. The first sentence. Was it not 40 employees? 40, 40, not 14.
Yes, we acknowledge what one is saying. It was 40.
It was 40, not 14. Yeah. So can we please correct that? No.
Thank you very much. That's why I wanted a unit, because I'm receiving a lot of phones from this people. Once those that have received award, we said that we must immediately attend. But I gave everything to the minister, and I'm told that he has engaged the MEC, on some of these issues. It's
like there might be a problem.
But a unity is necessary. Because these are doable things. How do we have an impact on our business if small things are not done?
Yes.
So that can be done. If a road is not created, you know, there are more things that we need to leave an impact on that one. So it's important that we need that. You know. So thank you. Can we go to Dan, page 6? 9.1.1. The National Council of Provinces approved the intervention issued by the provincial executive. We agree?
Agreed,
yes. The administration should fast-track the process of appointing Section 57 managers and assist the municipality in developing the repatriation strategy so as to ensure that Shida Service Delivery Project have the support of the community and align with IDP.
Agreed.
The administration should conduct a proper and thorough investigation and report the Free State MEC of Cooperative Governance, Social Affairs, and the SOP on all alleged cases of misappropriation of funds in the municipality. Agreed? The administrator should further review the current appointment of municipal manager since it is surrounded by serious allegations. Yes? Blue?
Chairperson, I think that I want to add something and to reconstruct that paragraph there. Because it, according to me, it's very tame. I will say that the administrator should immediately reconsider the current appointment of the municipal manager, since it is surrounded by serious allegations of corruption and maladministration. That is what we have said there in whatever, even to the head of the department, that they must reconsider the appointment of that man. That will be my submission on that 4.1.9.1.4
chapter. I think we'll further correct it. The MEC. Because that administrator is appointed by the MEC. I think politically we need to say that at our level. The MEC should... Yeah, with those ways of blue,
yes.
And those that one. But however, the manifest has been instructed. I talked to him. He is acting with the MEC. I don't know what is the status now. So we agree that. Yes.
You also emphasize the issue of time frame so that it must not be forever.
We think by end of April, too much. That one needs immediate attention.
Immediate.
Let's just say immediate. Because they are going to run this and that. See, just emphasis immediately.
Yeah.
Chairperson, maybe we must say Mr. Mufokeng is asking for a time frame. Maybe we must say by immediately, not later, by the end of this month. 14 days from now, that he must be removed, reconsidered. Yeah. By the end of this month.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's just say it is because of the plenary sector. When are we going to the plenary? Yeah. Let's just say, yeah. Well,
that's technically, but probably. Chair, I'm just asking that some of the issues, including this one of the manager and the manager of Tabung Sukanya, because of their agency, do we have to wait for tabling of the report before they can convey that message to the MEC or to them?
I'm not sure, because the minister has got a message already. Is that I've acted outside the mandate because of the pressure of that time. And then I had to tell the minister to intervene in making sure that I just said make sure that the MM of Nala is removed. That's what I told him. Maybe I will add on that one. Mokuren?
Chairperson, or I think when we want to act against the person, we must also give allowance for the labor law, something to move as it's supposed to be.
I just wanted to say, like, I mean, the report that it could be adopted today, it becomes officially, when adopted by the House, because we went there as ambassadors of NCOP, like,
mm-hmm.
and if the NCOP gives its blessing,
yeah.
then the resolution becomes official.
So just say immediately, no influence, once the NCOP adopted, we act. But in fact, it's the chair of the NCOP that must act. And we need to meet the chair and put pressure and say act, so that it becomes the legal voice of the House. Alright, thank you. So, where the administration will write any. The Free State MEC for Cooperative Governance, Transitional and Transitional Affairs, and correction, to temporal quarterly progress report to the SOP and provincial legislature on the status of the intervention in the magistrate, including challenges encountered. Bloom?
Jefferson.
You know, I think after this one that we have amended now, the issue of the court, the police case, of 655, the report is silent on this one. We have said there that the police case, the case was laid by an individual. We have said that it must be now a council case. The case must be changed. The mayor must go to the police station and change and take over that case as a municipal case, no more an individual. You remember it's Ross who has laid the case. And we have said, no, it must be changed so that it must be the property of the municipality. So I think that we can edit on this one, the Free State, and maybe I will say the police case must be taken over by the municipality of Nala and turn it into a municipality case and no more an individual case. Yeah.
I think let us be direct and say the administrator of Nala.
Yes.
So that we're able to track to who did responsibility lie.
Yeah,
let's add that one. I think also, it was just an omission. That was an important thing. It's one of those things that made the people a bit relaxed. Because they wanted to burn us. You remember how they were angry.
I remember.
They said, we are not moving out here. I want to thank you.
Yeah.
It's a very important point that was omission. The South African Local Government Association cooperating with local government register education and training authority to facilitate training and capacity building for municipal councillors to further deepen their understanding of the oversight role, legal framework, and policies that govern the activity of municipalities. Straightforward?
Yes.
Do we have addition?
Chairperson, I want to add another clause, maybe to 9.1 point before 9.1.7, to say an independent forensic investigation into the entire council, all departments of all monies, verifying all companies that got tendered. You remember there was a list, Chairperson, that was submitted to us of ghost tender names that people got tendered there. And especially there was one name that was very prominent. I can't remember because I don't have my documents. Of this guy who, the very same one of the 655,000, but he's also having other companies there. But that list was there. They have submitted that list to the table of that those companies. So we as a committee must say that we want a forensic investigation into the monies of all the departments and the companies that were getting tender there. That is my submission, Chair.
Yeah, I think in that submission, let's add to verify alleged ghost company.
Yeah.
Because in every statement, we need to be informed of why. To verify alleged list of ghost companies. Yeah, I think here also we need to I don't know whether it must be the minister or the MEC because or the minister or the MEC.
The minister. I will
support it that we say the minister.
Yeah,
minister.
Because if you take it down there, you will find that it is condoned.
Going to vanish. Yes.
Isn't that what they do with the HIV AIDS awareness? Wherever we are. Thank you. Point 7, the South African Local Government Association should also facilitate the executive training program for municipal officials. That is agreed. Point 8, the approved report by the SOP to be shared with all internal and external stakeholders of the local municipality whom the committee delegation interacted with during the oversight. And 9, the State Committee on Cooperative Governance of Transitional Affairs in cooperation with the relevant portfolio committee in state provincial legislation to conduct a follow-up visit to the municipal 3 months after the intervention has ended in order to monitor through the interaction with internal and external stakeholders progress made in respect of the intervention in the municipality.
Agreed.
The National Department of Cooperative Government has been asked to draft legislation that may regulate implementation of Section 100 and 139 of the country, including the process established by this section.
Agreed.
Yes, this then concludes.
Move. No, I suggest that on 9.1.8, where the information has to be shared with stakeholders, these interventions have received a media publicity, and I request that the chairperson should go for the interviews with some of the media houses. So that he conveys the message to the people and assures them that we have intervened and hopefully our interventions will correct those anomalies in the perspective. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, I think that also emphasizes a point to our staff and the media that indeed you must be very, very aggressive in terms of media. Even the media should not just discover us, we must call them to go with us.
Yes.
They shouldn't, in their process of searching news, discover us. We should not be a discoverer. We must go with them. We must invite them, all media houses. It's very important because the public knows that there's
this animal is okay. It's not that known. And for it to be known, it's when you are exposed to media cover. I think the point is taken, and they will have to do that. Thank you. And then,
the last point,
Chair, before we adopt it, can we, Chairperson, can I ask a question? When will we see the amended copy? Because we, especially on this one, we have amended a lot of things, including a new paragraph that I have proposed. When will we see this new one? Because it's very much important for the committee to see that copy before it is going to be tabled, so that we must be sure that the things that the amendments that we have recommended here must be in the copy. So that's my question.
Yes. Thank you very much. Do we have anyone to move?
Motion.
An objection?
I support that we are done.
An objection? Objection, I agree. Off the record, né? The parliament, we are taking the parliament to the people, but it's like COCT is not part. We were part of the previous. But I've just got it from the words that we are not part. And we are not the type of the committee that imposes ourselves on any program that we need to respect. But I was saying, if we are not part and some of us are available, I don't know, the problem will be logistic. We would be exploiting that week of taking Parliament to the people to cover up outstanding. Outstanding section 139 visit. Maturinyan, Gauteng, that's what it's called, is it? Sinugen Sako Dama. Even if you can touch two, if it's possible, it's a principle decision, if we agree.
Yes,
we agree. They can work it on Monday. Tuesday, if it is approved, we know that when we from KZN, we'll be covering Maturinyan. And then from there, which one can we take out in or Pomala? There's one. So that when comes 1st of April, we've done almost what we're supposed to be done. In 12 months, we've done it in 6 months. We started last year, isn't it? Somewhere in September. We should have done something that was supposed to be done in 12 months in 6 months. Thank you very much. Thank you. Honorable Mufugeni, can you come and depose me?